Obviously, you made a right turn, because here's the wrong kind of podcast.
Just had a minor freak out. I didn't realize when you hit that button, the son of a bitch turns red. I was like, holy shit, we're crashing.
What, to play that clip?
Yeah. Bull's, did you know?
Bull's busy.
This morning, that, I gotta turn this back up.
Okay.
That, I thought we was getting a 65-inch TV this morning.
Oh. Why?
Because I'm sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden it shut off, and the light at the bottom that is normally white is red and flashing.
That doesn't seem good.
No, why? It was like, you're screwed, you're screwed, you're screwed.
You accidentally hit the sleep timer?
No, dude, I'm just sitting there playing my little golf game, you know, listening to the news in the background, watching about the moist balls we're going to have Friday night in the storm. And I was like,
under the
what happened
roof.
There? The first thing I thought is, oh, shit. But then I went, 65-inch TV's on the way. Yeah. But then it came back on.
Darn.
After the money we got to spend on Megan's car today, 65-inch TV, we'd probably have to wait a while. Breaking out the old Trinitron.
What happened? What happened to your car?
Needs,
stuff?
Apparently this car we bought in December needs $1,400 worth of work that apparently didn't need the day we bought it.
That's neat.
Yeah.
It is neat, isn't it?
That's neat.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a sad day.
It is. All right, welcome to the show. That was it. Peace out.
Oh, this just in. We've been nominated for the worst intro in podcast history ever.
Yes.
It's a cold open.
So Rep Ron was just here. We used to do cold opens. You liked it.
I don't know if that's the word I would use.
Rep Ron was just here, and he dropped all the knowledge on us.
Actually,
hopefully, you've just listened to that one.
Really did.
He was on a roll today.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, if you guys, like, some people ignore the guest episodes because they just like the banter of this one. Don't ignore that one, especially if you're one who has thoughts about the mature minor doctrine. There's those keywords. You need to go listen because sounds like there could be some stuff happening in Kansas.
Could be. Mm. He was talking about lots of things, about how they tried to lower the taxes, $1.5 billion, and the governor vetoed it, but she's okay with $1.3.
Right.
What? Mm. I mean, what's the difference there, I wonder?
Just grandstanding?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a power trip? I didn't say this when he was there, and I should have. Do you, like, and I know he's going to say, like, well, you can't really get in her mind and see what her game is, but do you think it's a power trip?
Well, so, and I didn't want to lead him into something like that. I could have said, well, this is just me saying it, but I did kind of allude to the fact that it is just politics. She doesn't want to sign a bill that they brought forth, so she claps back at them, as the kids say, with $1.3 billion. Like Justin said, that's kind of, you know.
Do you guys want me to respond like
that point.
Rip Ron Wood, since I'm sitting where he was?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
You want me to pretend like I'm him?
Probably not.
And respond? Well,
you know?
I'm so curious.
So what deal was, I know what kind of response
what the
get.
Deal was, Derek, is that we currently have about $5 billion in reserves in the state of Kansas after all the bills are paid.
Sounds similar.
And they're trying to lower the taxes. And there was even one of her bills that she vetoed that people on Social Security were going to pay taxes at all, state taxes, like at all. And I even asked, is that, you know, are the bills still going to get paid, or are you slowly absorbing that $5 billion? Is that part of the math? And he said, no, that's just doing business. So I don't understand what Governor Kelly's doing. I don't think maybe she knows what the hell she's doing either.
Yeah.
She's just having a good old time.
Maybe not.
Oh, here's a little.
But remember that the next time you guys vote, it's not this year, is it?
No, it's this year. I don't know if she's running.
That's what I meant, for her. I don't think it's her this year.
Be careful what you say about your government.
Well, that's true, too.
We do have a...
we already made enough people mad.
We do have a call in today. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that.
Local.
I wanted to give a little update because people have been waiting. We were going to finish up our...
Finish up a little business.
A little business right there.
Business.
A little Taco Bell coming back on me.
Oh.
It's Wednesday.
Thank God it came
eat.
Up that way. Otherwise, we would have been pausing
the other way, too.
What are they doing at that place?
Remodeling.
Like, inside. Do people still go in there?
I have no idea.
Okay, sorry.
No, I don't go in there.
We don't.
I think the last time I ate in there, I was visiting with a county commissioner, and I watched him pound a couple of tacos. And then he ended with, I got one more thing to say, and I'll wrap it up, and I'll leave with this. And I was like, God damn, I'm being dismissed. But anyway, it's exactly how it went.
Excuse yourself, sir.
It's funny.
Oh, man, just getting lectured all over the place.
Yeah, a little program note here. For those of you that were hoping to tune in tomorrow with a couple of city representatives, things have changed a little bit. They'll still be here. The cast is changing. We're no longer going to have two nice young ladies here. We're going to have a nice young lady and the city manager. He called me today, and if he wants to listen to this and get mad, he can. But he called me today, and it come across as very, and I hope he listens to this, and I hope somebody tells him, and we can talk about it right here on the show next week. He called me, and it felt like somebody was scolding me because I had misrepresented some of the things that they got going on at the city hall. And the man also couldn't decipher the difference between satirical comments and facts. So,
not even satire. It was just sarcasm. Snark, if you will.
And I'd like to address that a little bit. What the deal was, is I said that it's a scam that the city of Coffeyville is giving you $1,000 to paint your house so they can raise your taxes.
Yeah. And then there was laughter.
We were all laughing. Yeah. Yes.
Laughter ensued.
Uh-huh. But
I put my tinfoil hat
but
on.
Do you think that improvements to your house are not going to raise your taxes?
Right.
Well,
I was laughing, but it's not untrue. Yeah. Is it a scam? No, I don't think it's a scam. But if I was trying to bolster my budget with extra tax revenue, mm-hmm. and I thought I could help improve my town at the same time, shit, man, that's a win-win for me.
Yeah.
And the money comes from the half-cent sales tax. He also wants to come in and talk to me about my positions on not, I don't believe the city should be in the housing, and I don't believe the city should be in the internet. I just don't, you know. I'm not even sure the city should be in electrical. That's a different kind of deal. It's a very complicated thing.
Yeah, it's not a straightforward cut and dry thing.
But at the same time, there are private industries out there producing electric. I just always think that if there's a private person that is willing to do the work, let them do it.
Right.
And we'll get into that, I'm sure, a whole lot more. Thank you, Closet Chiefs fan.
Because you always feel like, you know, a government entity or something owned by the government can do whatever the hell they want, charge you whatever the hell they want, and you got to have it, and they're going to charge you.
They also have a major advantage.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they don't have to worry about the startup costs and all that. They're getting funded by a half-cent sales tax to do all this business, mm-hmm. you know?
Also don't have to really worry about competition unless there's some outstanding thing among the electorate that forces their hand in something.
So anyway, I'm not going to...
I have a dumb question about that. Is compared to other surrounding towns, because we are in control of our own electric, are our electric bills overall cheaper than
so
other
historically
towns?
Our electric rates are cheaper on the average than a lot are of they? Folks because we do that.
I really didn't know.
No, it really is.
Isn't there a selling of surplus too that offsets some cost?
I can't honestly speak to it right now, but at one point there was. I don't know if there still is or not. See, we're controlled by Southwest Power Pool, so they'll call up and say turn it on or turn it off depending on how much juice they need. And then there's also buying natural gas to run out there. Mm-hmm. It's all a big thing. It's way above my pay grade. I talk out my ass, and some of it's right for you to decide. Megan,
right, right.
Do you want to read our disclaimer? Oh, yeah, right. It? Megan wanted to read our disclaimer for those of you listening at home.
Okay. At WKOP, we're all about delivering a diverse range of content, from local updates to regional news and even beyond. We've got a knack for poking fun at current events, but we also tackle serious news and provide insightful commentary. Just remember, it's on you to distinguish between the two. If you're easily triggered or can't quite catch the humor, this might not be your cup of tea. Stick around if you're up for the challenge.
I'm full of insight.
So when you listen to this, here's
witty banter should have been
about
a part of this.
Witty banter.
Witty banter. Yes. It's something else here. We don't receive a dime from any...
And this is why.
Government entity of any sort. We don't have to follow any kind of FCC regulations because we're not using the people's airwaves.
Not under the thumb
of
sponsors.
So I don't, WKOP needs a half cent sales tax.
I don't. Exactly. Yeah. I don't have to curtail my opinions to any company that's a sponsor. And that's why it's very important for you out there listening to help sponsor us with producers.
So Omaha Steaks, just stop calling.
That's right. Yeah. And,
well,
and
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean,
they can call me.
Where else, tell me, in Southeast Kansas, are you going to get to hear Representative Ron Bryce talk for 45 minutes candidly about all kind of shit?
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you going to get to hear the city manager come in next week and speak for however long he wants to talk?
And part of that is that
you're not.
Usually you have to stop for commercials.
Right. There are no commercials here.
And we don't have those because of you guys, and we appreciate that. We're
we should
very
start making
for
our own commercials, like our little skit.
Oh,
yeah, well, I'm down with that. If it helps me get a little more revenue, because I need some more revenue.
We should reenact
Justin has
really
goals.
Popular commercials and podcasts, but do it with our voices and stuff. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah. Hey, I did like Brianne's, producer Brianne, by the way, idea of a meetup at the Wiener Fest August 24th in Fredonia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good time.
Yeah, they had cheap beer and good food.
We could go up there and everybody just meet up with all your lawn chairs and hang out.
Sausage Fest.
Sausage
What'd
Fest.
What I say?
Wiener Fest. Wiener Fest.
Wiener Sausage, you know.
I thought you were just being
sorry, sorry. Jennifer. No,
you know, you call shit by names all the time. I thought you were just being that way.
No, it really is a sausage
fest. It tripped me up for a minute. I was like, is it?
And I'm sure they'll be
and
back.
They changed the name this year,
I'm sure
year,
they'll
guys.
Be back in here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty good time.
They have a lot of fun up there. If you are competitive, they have some some places for you.
Mm.
Up there.
If you like running.
Yeah.
Running, shoving hot dogs in your mouth.
Brian?
And whatever else. Whatever else happened. I don't remember. Oh, they had a dog show last year. Yeah. Like a dress your dog up thing.
Yep. And dress your bitches up and take them up there.
I don't remember what else we had. They had really cheap drinks. I remember that.
I'm sorry. I'm chewing on this pecan right in the mouth.
$2 draft beers. I mean, it was great.
Hey, we've already stuck Rudy 2 in the ground out there.
Oh, yeah. Did you put a countdown timer outside, too?
He's pretty
good
size.
Dude, he's 4 feet tall, man. I don't think he's running that thing down.
Oh, wow. Rudy's good size. I've got a new system now for weed eating around things.
Dude, in about 20 years, Rudy's going to be shitting all kinds of pecans out in the street. Just implant it there by design. I'll be dead.
He's probably
I wanted to plant them out there so the children could get some nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Reap the benefits of the pecan tree.
I bet he's wishing the moles and gophers will eat a nut and choke on it.
He
no kidding.
Actually found a grub.
Yeah.
While he was planting.
I gotta go get some damn grub.
Yeah, that's
killer.
Not good.
I sent Justin an article. I think there might be a secret to killing the moles, and I think it might be marshmallows.
Oh.
See, I heard that was spearmint gum too, and I've tried that. Yeah. It didn't work.
Hmm.
Marshmallows. No.
They can't digest the marshmallow.
We're gonna have to try the marshmallows at the next lawn club.
Do you have to stick it in their nether regions, or they eat it?
What?
You just drop it in there.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, it freaks them out.
That took a dark turn.
I just don't know where that came from.
Marshmallow enema or something.
What you do?
You
dig a hole, you pop a squat right over the top of it, and deuce right in the tube and cover it up.
Okay, this is a very different podcast from the last time.
Yeah, this is far removed from the eloquence of Rep Ron.
Ron was here. I couldn't be my normal
self. I'm representative Ron Bryce, and I do not approve of such things.
Meows.
Yeah, Ron likes even a fart joke.
He does. He sure does.
He's kind of a closet fart joke guy, though.
Everybody farts. There's nobody listening right now that doesn't sit around every once in a while occasionally and get a little bit of, I did that.
Oh,
or laugh at the.
You made a wafting hand gesture.
Yeah. It's like, it's nice.
It's because he likes to taste his own recipe the time.
It's got hints of cocoa.
Oh my God.
Nutmeg.
Nope.
No.
None of that.
Coffee.
It's more like roadkill and burnt hair is what it's got.
You've got some issues, baby.
Hey, the doctor just left, dude. We need to call him back.
Yeah, check out this real quick.
Oh,
jeez. While you're here, what do you think of this mole?
I'm dropping these bombs. It smells like burnt hair and roadkill.
God.
Jeez.
What do you got up in there?
Do you like
moles?
Yeah, moles.
You got a mole in your hole. Oh, you need to set that mole trap before you leave, dude. I can't
do it. Last time I said it, some bitch popped up out of the ground. It's scared. There's so many moles in the ground.
Do you have a
call in?
That's right. While he's pulling that up.
Let's see how bad we can mess this up.
If you two would like your phone call played on this very luxurious podcast and very classy place, 620-625-0146.
It looks like everything's good.
Okay.
With a phone call? Is that the transcript?
Why does it do this? This is so much bullshit.
That's awesome.
I don't understand. It shows that it's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So much bullshit. Is the button red?
What button?
Do, do,
I don't understand why it does this.
Okay, so we don't have a phone call right now.
We do. I'm going to get around to it. You guys talk for a second.
Oh, well, okay. Hey. I hate when he says that.
I'll just butt in when I feel like it.
Oh.
Hey, Yancy.
Hey, Derek. How's it going?
How does a penguin build its house?
Oh.
One cube at a time.
A penguin. It glues it together.
Oh. That's actually
thought it was
going to
be dirty.
That was adorable. Hey, yeah. No dicks and buttholes from Derek this week.
Okay. Well, I got another one for later.
All right.
He was mentioned in the mole's nether region, so I guess he already clicked that box.
I didn't know what you're supposed to do with the marshmallow.
Oh. Not that.
I mean, they eat it, man.
How close are you getting?
I don't know.
How close are you getting?
If I get a hold of one of them little rat bastards, I'll strangle it because they...
Hey, wrong kind of podcast. Oh. This is California Kyle. Sorry, I failed on my call-in this week. I'll call in like six times in a row to make up for it. I want to call in about Arizona. I saw a story out of Arizona. They've been on the news a lot lately for their abortion stuff. But that's not the only law that they passed. This month, they came out with a new law where you can get human remains turned into compost for your garden.
Oh, okay.
And
it's a hell of a
garden. The people that are for it say that it's better for the environment than getting cremated or buried. And turns out it's about half the cost.
Oh, it's a cost-saving measure.
People are dying to get in your garden.
So many generations are going to remember you anyways. That could be an option. But what the hell? Not available in Kansas.
Oh,
it is available in 8 states.
The little tree pod thing?
Butt broccoli.
So if you want that to be a thing, I guess contact your representative.
Well, he just left.
Have a great week.
Take tomatoes.
Hey, look at Pappy's carrot.
So here's what you could do. You could just like bury your grandpa ass up and put broccoli in there. It'd be butt broccoli.
Oh,
grandpa's
man.
Butt I mean, broccoli.
Is this like tomatoes.
Is this like those tree pod things where
Dave's cauliflower ears?
Where they used to put the body, or they used to.
Girl
you can't
carrots like, out of asses.
Put the body inside of like a case and like,
so,
and it grows the
I've
tree.
I've seen that.
Thing.
I've seen that. There's. This is, I remember.
Seems a little more morbid this
way
around.
Sounds terrible.
I think it was a husband and wife started this company that I think he's referring to, and they're actually making people lizer. And you
probably
know,
just
like the
burn
bloody
them
benders.
Up. I imagine right. They probably just cremate them and then blend them in with some nitrogen, potash,
people
phosphate. Like,
but he said it was better for the environment
would you,
than
would you cremate
them?
Them? I don't know if you'd cremate them.
I'm pretty sure there's like probably going to be laws against you just burying your grandpa out in the backyard.
No, I think it sounds like big Nutribullet.
Putting some onion petals in his shoe.
No, don't go making it weird. Not weird.
Oh, man.
That's not weird for people who like onions.
It's
Hey, somebody from Arizona, tell us about the people fertilizer thing, if you've heard anything about that.
Or, Kyle,
state.
Do some education on us and tell us about the fertilizer.
Maybe people fertilizer is not a great marketing start.
Yeah.
That doesn't really ring
people
well.
People fertilizer.
Yeah.
Peopleizer.
Do you want grandpa to grow your tomatoes? Well, bury him in your backyard.
The marketing.
I wonder what the marketing goes into for this. Or, like... How do you, transport them around right. And like...
Like weekends at Bernie, but camping.
It's so weird, though, because there's so many strict laws that have to do with how funeral homes handle bodies and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And all of a
but
sudden
not,
they just
not
pass
anymore.
The law that you can just burn them or grind them up and put them in the ground.
You can have
grind
their ashes made
up.
Into all kinds of things. Some people get them made into like, personal items.
Tattoo ink.
I actually just saw a thing that they were showing.
Who was
jewels?
When you cremate somebody, the bones are still there and they send them through
they
a grinder. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
We could put them in epoxy.
A fire, can't really get hot
epoxy
enough to melt
them?
Bone down or to turn it to ash. So you got to grind.
You make grandma into a coffee table.
This is the worst Rob Zombie movie ever.
Speaking of which.
Oh, no.
Yesterday I was home from work and I
got bored, apparently, because you won't watch these movies with me.
Serious. Oh, I got some serious neck shoulder thing. It might be because I have to scrape and sand my own fucking home because the guy I paid to do it's a dumbass.
Okay.
Okay.
No, he dug the shit out of the wood. He took a lot of wood off.
Oh, but anyway. Man. Got it super clean.
So.
And water embedded.
We're going there. Okay.
I'm moving on. Shoulder issue, right? I already got a shoulder issue, and I had the worst fucking headache I've ever had. Well, in a long time, I had a 24-hour headache, right? So I found a way that I could. I didn't have any back vitamins. I can't get any back vitamins because, you know, somewhere somebody got addicted and they can't handle it. Unlike us hardcore people, Gen Xers, you know, we can handle our drug use.
You didn't even swallow me; just chewed them up like Smarties.
Gen Xers.
No, I really like to snort them, like the whole pill.
God. Okay.
You know, the whole pill.
Yeah, just get it right
like
up
a Pez
there.
Up in there.
And you know, there's always the other way.
Yeah. Suppository.
You have to go 3 inches up.
Whoa.
What?
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I think we're mixing topics here.
I don't remember
you have
this.
To go 3 inches up for peak absorption.
That silence was great because the awkwardness in here.
Fingers about that long.
Justin was doing the math.
I mean, if somebody's got a back vitamin, I guess I could try.
Hold on. That's where the term knuckles deep came from.
Oh. Three knuckles deep.
Because you had to go 3 inches to get full, whatever she said, absorption.
God, this show sucks.
It's nasty. So I ended
up feeling
watching...
that I contributed to some of it because when Ron was here, you guys weren't talking anything about this stuff.
Well, you'd be surprised. We was talking about some really disturbing shit that's going on in the world today.
Like legitimate stuff.
Anyway, I started watching a movie, The Devil's Rejects, and I went, wait a minute, I think this might be part of a series. So I went and looked. Sure enough, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Which
then
I love
it's
these
Devil's
movies.
Rejects.
I love right? these movies.
And then it's the last one is Three from Hell.
Mm-hmm. Which he stopped watching because he got bored.
It's not as good.
You were
as
looking
the
at
other.
Your damn phone.
It's definitely not as good as the other two.
Well, the other two aren't that fucking great either.
He's not a fan.
Really?
I don't
never
get
seen
it.
Them?
I don't
he
get
watched
it.
Them yesterday
no,
for
I watched
the, first,
the
time.
First time.
I don't get it. What's the big deal?
I don't see. I think that they're cult classics.
The first one. The first one started out. I'm like, oh, okay. I see what he's doing here. It's an homage to. So homage to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Has the same vibe. I get it. It's mildly entertaining. It's not really my normal kind of movie. I'm a big
so
fan of like,
that he watched
I'm a
this
big
at
fan
all.
Of The Seven, you know, Kiss the Girls, you know, that kind of suspense thriller kind of a thing.
Seven's it's a good
one. Like yeah, Seven is a good one. What's in the box?
But I was like, what the? And then 3/4 of the way through the damn movie, all of a sudden there's these weird zombie fuckers underground.
Well, I think so. What? And since you're a fan, I'll ask you.
They weren't. They're not zombies. I don't know why it's called.
The feel of
the
movie.
What the hell are they?
Like the feel of the movie feels like a build. Yeah. And I think you were disappointed by
the
climax and the crescendo of the film. You expected something completely different because there's this build.
And it's very like
time.
Old school cinematography.
I got
I got
the end of it. To jump to the next movie, I got that completely.
I was like, "This is the best part," and then he was still like. Why is this the best part?
Clearly
like,
not the best part. The best part was clearly
end.
Fish Boy.
Oh, the end.
I was
going to
say,
part.
I think your favorite part was probably when they played Midnight Rider and they were sneaking up behind that one gal, right? On the side of the road, they got out of the car.
That's what I said. I said that's the best part, and he said, "What? Why is this the best part?"
Explain to me the weird. Underdwelling, weird, half mechanical,
where they're doing
is that supposed to be Dr. Satan?
Experiments.
Oh, yeah.
Is that supposed to be Dr. Satan?
Dr. Satan?
Like in the basement?
You know, the Dr. Satan got hung from the tree, and Captain Spaulding tells them it's out there at the dead wood, and they go looking for it, and they said, you found the real thing, and they lower the casket down in the ground, and then the weird swamp monsters come out and take off old boy. And then she's walking around, and there's that one guy that's got the weird half-mechanical arms, and he's drilling into dudes
and
everything. And
it sucks, because that old man that was in all
Enter
of his
the
movies
zombies.
Died.
I know. That he died the same month that
and
the movie came out.
He's a good actor.
Well, you could tell
he was 80 years old.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Crazy. You could tell from Three from Hell that he was sick. He looked like somebody with cancer
really?
Real bad, you know.
It didn't say he had cancer. Yeah. It said that he died from pneumonia.
Well,
he was 80.
He was sick like
he was 80.
Well, he was good at playing a sick person.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just don't get it. I don't see what the big deal is. No, I liked his version of Halloween. I thought that was great. I dug it.
Yeah.
But I don't get this at
Rob
all.
Zombie, by the way, if you're like,
well, I'm looking forward to
he's
going to
be making
Fred.
A Freddy.
TV yeah. series. Yeah. That'll be awesome.
He's yeah. making a Freddy TV series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the origins of how he but became he was also Freddy Krueger.
Wasn't he also supposed to do Monsters
he
or something?
He did do Monsters.
How did that go? It wasn't
not
it was not good, right?
Because no. he tried to do rated PG.
And oh. he made it in like Dick Tracy type colors. It wasn't in black mm-hmm. and white. It looked oh, really good.
It's on the Netflix, right?
Yeah. Yeah I saw a preview that somebody had, it. You know, made in black and white, and it looked really good in black and white, but he made it in like those weird, vibrant
like
colors.
Like the weird neonish.
There's something things. Coming up on Netflix. Oh, it's that Tyson deal. So we're not going to oh, see yeah. that either.
Mm. Well, I mean.
Is that the thing that Tyson did not sign off on?
What are you talking about?
There was something, they were making a documentary about Tyson, and I think it was Dana White that was actually talking about they wanted him to help promote it or back it at one of the events or something like that, and Tyson called Dana White and was like, hey, I'm not agreeing to this. They're doing some stuff that I don't want them to do, and Dana White's like, oh, that's good enough for me. I'm not going to promote it then, because they're kind of going away from
so
Tyson's
wishes. So
you're
telling me the fight's not happening?
Things. The fight?
Yeah.
No, I'm
that's
talking
what
about
he's talking about, right?
No, it's a fight with headgear, no knockouts.
Is it really a fight with headgear?
Oh, you're talking about that. I thought you were talking about a documentary. Oh. Yeah, no. So you're talking about the Jake Paul thing.
Is that
yeah.
officially a headgear fight?
I
Have
stopped
heard
listening
yet?
To it, dude. It's so
it was
so
back and forth. Yeah. It was back and forth. It was headgear, no headgear, then it wasn't going to happen. Now it's back on.
I don't know.
We'll see in July.
We won't.
Well, we won't.
Yeah, we won't see.
We'll tell you what happens.
It'll be on at my house for a while.
Doesn't matter.
We'll be able to get in there.
No.
Yeah, exactly. No. Exactly. I don't even want y'all watching it through the window.
Yeah.
We'll do that someday. Someday you're going to look up and we're going to be like...
I got one-way
mirrors.
So that's
what it looks
windows.
Like in there. You what? Have mirrors as yeah. windows?
Is that 3 inches?
What?
Wow. Be taking my back, vitamin.
Okay. You're looking at me. This, you want
he
me
doesn't
to,
know
like,
what to say.
This is why the podcast has an E next to it.
Yeah.
For explicit.
We say poo poo words.
Exciting.
Right. Yeah, exciting.
Go the fuck on, Megan. It's all right.
You want oh. me to yeah. go on? Okay.
That's the introduction to Megan's segment.
Roll the fuck okay. on, though.
Well, I almost. I know. He's being. I. This is why.
Sticky nuts.
I go first here, but everybody is still. Talking over each other all the time about stuff. So I should have brought this up in the last episode with Rep Ron, but I thought that we'd already talked about it. And anyway, so the United Kingdom has changed its ruling on how transgender kids are treated, and they are no longer allowing for hormone, what's that called? Hormone blockers or gender changes uh-huh. until they are 18 years old. They are now saying that they will instead that children would better benefit from counseling, therapy, that kind of stuff, because the increase of suicide rates are, I guess, well, we all know that there's a lot of them, and it's not because they're not being accepted as they are. It's because they are having some serious issues. And if you actually listen to the Repron episode, he kind of explains that when you do those things, that it doesn't just affect their genitalia, so to speak. But I thought it was interesting that the UK is backpedaling.
It sounds like they're trying to actually get to the root of the problem
right.
of mental illness
right.
instead of covering it up with treatment that is culturally, you know, sound right now and right. forced to be accepted. And
yeah,
that's interesting,
that interesting
too, that the UK is doing that, because
I know they're usually like,
well, for a long time, a lot of people think that the political left in the United States is trying to mirror the, mm-hmm. you know, Europe, most of Europe. So it's really...
Oh, this is groundbreaking for them. I mean,
yeah,
this is
crazy.
Pretty like...
They got a little overzealous, I think, when they started going for the transgender and of the kids. Mm-hmm. That's when it pissed everybody off. Because if a full adult male or a woman wants to cut off or sew something up,
sure,
you know, you're a dumbass. You can do that if you want. Right. But when you start messing with the kids that don't know no better, okay, now you're not only a dumbass, you're a fuckwad.
Yeah, it's almost like
that's the exact term they use.
Is that the episode? Yeah.
No,
name?
I don't think so.
Dumbass and a fuckwad.
Yeah,
I think that one's not going to pass.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
To get flagged.
I mean, you would think that this is some kind of correcting of some societal
right.
moral compass. I know it's only one thing in one country, but at the
we'll
same
see.
Time,
we'll see. We tend to watch. We
sure.
watch.
Yeah,
so I'm curious to see what follows.
Point in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah.
What
exactly.
follows over here? Real quick before I forget, Dina Jo, thank you for my my recipe over here. She sent in a recipe for Gilmore Girls coffee cake cookies, and if you know me, I'm a Gilmore Girls fan.
When can I expect to be mound out on those?
I don't know. I'll have to look at the ingredient list and see what I have to buy and all that fun stuff. But anyway, yeah, I'll let you know how it goes, how they taste. But
and thank you for the stickers, Dina Jo. Really appreciate that.
Awesome. I like cookies.
I'll let you know. We'll maybe next week. Right. I don't know what's happening next. We'll see how busy we are.
Same
anyway, CBS has canceled So Help Me Todd and CSI Vegas. And with the canceling of CSI Vegas again?
That's the original CSI.
Vegas?
Yep.
Oh, well, with this, when this show ends, Vegas? There will be no more CSIs on TV.
Wow.
Yeah, the original CSI was in Vegas with the guy that played Garrett from Young Guns. Walking on funny. Anyway, that was the original CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did not know that.
And So Help Me Todd, what made it, 2 years?
Yeah, I think that's all it was, yeah. So, whatever. But ironically, So Help Me Todd apparently has more viewership than even like the Law and Orders and stuff. So they're kind of surprised that they're nixing that one. Yeah. But yeah, so CSI will be no more unless somebody picks it up or they bring it back around again later.
Well, it's been around for 20-some years.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of some other ones that have been canceled, ABC has gotten rid of Quantum Leap, which I did not even know that Quantum Leap was back.
Oh, really? I've been watching that.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a slightly
cheesier
version. I watched
it back
version,
in the day.
Mm-hmm. But and they actually connect the two shows.
Do they really?
Yep.
Huh.
It's the Scott, you know, in the original one or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Al, mm-hmm. in the shiny clothes or whatever. Al's daughter was part of the new...
Interesting. Thing, yeah. I did not even know it was a thing.
They got rid of that?
Yep. Or it's going to after the season ends.
Sons of bitches.
Star Trek Lower Deck and Star Trek Discovery. Why are there more than one Star Trek?
Star Trek Lower Deck.
That's a cartoon.
That's some shit show right there.
Damn.
Well, apparently it's
everybody
canceled.
Dies on that show.
Star Trek red shirts.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Everybody's wearing a red shirt on the Lower Deck. You know about that?
No.
Whenever what do they call it? What do they call that? The landing crew?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the away team. I'm sorry. Whenever they have the away team go down to the surface.
Oh, I'm not a Trekkie. None of this. No,
so whenever they send some people down to the surface, the dude in the red shirt is going to die.
He did.
Yeah, it's just okay. Kind of like that one movie. I'm the black guy. I'm going to die. What was that?
Probably some Scream parody.
Or something like that. Yeah. He's like, I know I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Scary movie or something.
Scary movie. That's it. I'm like, well, I can't remember what the name of it is. Anyway, so those are all canceled and whatever. There'll be more coming out as they go through. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Stone Street, who played Cam in Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he is a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yes,
we all know this. So he has a suite at Arrowhead Stadium. And when he met with them in person to book the suite, they said, how would you like this decorated? And he said, what? And they said, you know, do you have any favorite memories of games in the past or whatever? And he was like, yeah, there's this one, like he went to see a game and Joe Valerio, he caught a Joe Montana touchdown pass right in front of him. And so the guy like puts it in the computer and it pops up and he's like, this the one? And they were like, yeah. And he was like, holy crap, that's me in the background. There's Eric Stone Street in the background in a green polo at a Chiefs game for some reason.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know why I chose green.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, so he is in a picture from like years ago in his suite at the Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs
It was
game.
Just so by chance, too, because they said, well, how do you want it decorated? And he was like, I want offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And so the Joe Valerio guy was an offensive lineman, and Montana threw the pass to him, got a touchdown, offensive lineman, and there's Stone Street in the background.
Right in the background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I thought maybe he was going to say he was like going to have fans in to hang.
No, sorry. Oh. Wah, wah. Where's your little wah, wah, wah?
Wah, wah.
Oh, he don't want to give it to himself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
poor guy.
Unless it's a back vitamin.
Okay. Anyway.
Doctor, cure thyself.
That's
self-induced every time.
Doctor, my eye.
The nose.
Brown eye.
We're
That's all your notes?
Well, hold on. So Friday, we're our kiddo is singing for the Drillers game. If the Drillers game gets
me.
We'll see how that goes. Everybody in the whole region knows that we have major storms coming in.
Joe, she might be singing I'm No Stranger to the Rain.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, actually. We actually have a pavilion, so at least that helps.
The hell was that?
Ding.
Is there something against it?
Anyway, we'll be there unless the game gets canceled, in which case they will reschedule her and reschedule our tickets for whatever day that she does that. And Saturday we're going where?
Smoking Guns.
Smoking Guns MMA.
MMA deal is for charity down there at the BOK.
One of our local cops is fighting a fireman from
Ada, Oklahoma.
There it is. And so we'll be there. $25 general admission.
Local guy they call Hulk, I guess, because he's big.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
I mean, I'm a bit of a Hulk aficionado. I'd have to like talk to him in purpose to find out if, you know, we could really call this guy Hulk.
You've seen the guy.
He's good size.
Freaking RoboCop, dude.
He's a good size individual. Yep.
Well, we'll see how it goes. So anyway, we'll be there if you guys are looking for something to do on this rainy, stormy night.
Quinn.
Anyway, that
putting
really
that out that, there in the atmosphere.
That's all my notes. Why'd you say that? I had three different notes topics.
1, 2, 3, count them.
And then our that's events.
Right. You're out of there.
So, I mean, that's an apt amount.
I'm not that complaining.
It is apt.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was disappointed in the amount of my
that's
notes.
That's it?
Very astute.
That all you got? So, in more transgender news, I guess, apparently.
Oh,
here.
Topic
yeah.
of the day.
So, I thought this was really cool, though. Middle school female athletes reportedly refused to compete against biological male at a track meet and protest in the shot put ring. Have you guys seen this? There's actually some video of it.
What happened? Mm.
Could you imagine? I mean, so that's what our daughter's decided she's doing this year in track, because she's never done track before in her life, and I have no idea why she's doing it now. But she's doing shot put.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine having one of the dudes up there? She was so excited for her 25 feet last night. Like, that's her PR. 25 feet, 9.7
that's
inches
or something.
Personal
record for you non
okay.
Non-athletes.
Non-athletes. Anyway, could you imagine putting that Keaton kid up there next to her? That's
a hell of a kid.
Way laying on into
three,
like
290 some pounds. He's a junior in high school.
Oh, well.
Jeez.
Wow, that's
getting offers from all the places.
No kidding, boy. Huh?
But anyway, sorry.
That's okay. So a handful of Justin asked, so what happened? That's more than 3 inches there.
I wish he wouldn't do that.
A handful of middle school female athletes reportedly refused to compete against a biological male at a West Virginia track and field championship. And like I said, they have cell phone video that showed them staging a protest in the shot put ring. So here's the details. The event was the 2024 Harrison County Middle School Championships at Liberty High School. The outlet said...
Hey, I went to Liberty Schools.
Did you?
By Kansas City?
No. No, this is West Virginia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Outkick reported that 7 schools took part. Several female shot put participants from Lincoln were seen on cell phone video protesting the inclusion of a transgender athlete in the competition. Specifically, the girls from Lincoln were seen one by one stepping into the shot put ring and then quickly stepping out of the ring without making any attempts.
And you got to go out from the back, by the way.
We've learned this recently.
Good
That's
for
just,
them.
I mean, it is good for them. That's you always wonder, like, were you just not hacking it in the
yeah,
or
boys
maybe you're
realm,
just a bitch.
Or are you just confused
well, look
and
at,
like you legitimately think that you're going to be a girl and these girls are like...
Anybody that says that dudes aren't genetically predisposed to come in and whip some like just female ass by default, right? Most guys...
There could have been so many better ways of wording that.
Predisposed.
Yeah. Strength-based competitions.
Don't
you
be judging eloquence, Mr. Fart Joke.
Hey, Yancey.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, moving along here. So I talked about, I think a couple weeks ago, they opened that arcade in Broken Arrow.
That's right. Oh,
yeah. So something else that's happening that's really cool in that area of the world, a little bit to the southwest. So OKCTalk.com is reporting that work has started on Oklahoma's first Andretti Indoor Karting and Games. This sounds pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Andretti.
Yeah. The Andretti, yeah. So the huge facility will contain a multi-level track for electric go-karts, a state-of-the-art arcade, virtual reality attractions, professional racing simulators, bowling, and high-tech mini-golf. Andretti will also offer a food menu, full bar.
Only spaghetti.
Full bar and 10,000 square foot event venue, so popular for birthday parties and other celebrations.
Race
so you can
cars.
Get loaded and go hit race cars?
They probably have some kind of disclaimer about that sort
of
thing.
Did you say high-tech mini golf?
High-tech mini golf, it says.
Where's this happening at?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, that's too far.
The complex will be south of Flick's Brewhouse on Broadway Extension between Britton and Wilshire in the half development. I have no idea what that means.
In the half development.
Because I don't know Oklahoma City well. So,
not the full.
I've only been there.
In addition to Flick's, the half is also home to popular Chicken Pickle and Doe Lease headquarters. Under construction are the Broadview apartments with restaurants planned along the south shore of the small lake, the half.
I'm not gonna lie, our one time in Oklahoma City was a nice little trip. Like they have a cool little area. I mean, it's a little area, but it was a cool little area. Like,
look at your little area.
I've only been a couple times.
You know, we hopped on the little boat tram thing and went from the back of our hotel to the wherever. I don't remember what it is. Bricktown something.
You went through all the things.
Yeah. But so anyway, it was a cool little area. So that's kind of nice that they're continuing to build it up and doing something with it.
Yeah. Only been there a couple of times. Went to the Kirkpatrick Center, which is now, I think, called the Oklahoma Space Museum or something like that.
It
used to be called Kirkpatrick back in the day.
We went there. Remember that? Space Museum?
We didn't get to go to that when we went. I wanted to.
Or the science Museum. Remember the Science Museum we went to?
You remember they had stuff.
Yeah, science stuff, you know?
I remember.
All little things.
Yeah. I've been to a Thunder game down there, too. It's pretty cool.
We went to the zoo.
With the animals.
We went to the zoo?
The animals were there man. You know, the place.
Yeah, the big silverbacks.
We went to the zoo?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I don't want to hear shit about what I can't remember.
So, in douchebag news, Trump is desperate, says Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder.
Who's labeling whom?
I'm labeling Eddie Vedder a douchebag because he is. He says his new song, or their new song, is about Trump's election denial and claims Trump gave people PTSD.
Oh, good night. I hate that people are using that term every time they're triggered about anything.
That song, Don't Call Me Butter, gave me PTSD.
The song is called Wreckage.
I thought you were going to say Ruffage.
Ruffage. At his age, he needs Ruffage.
Yeah, no joke, man. He probably wouldn't have any problem putting that 3 inches up in there. Anyway, it's reportedly about Donald Trump. Vedder told The Times and called the former president and candidate desperate to win and only looking to avoid imprisonment.
So,
that's fascinating, and that's a song that I won't be listening to.
Even if you do listen to it, you won't understand it, so it's fine.
And as soon as they do ever lock him up, I believe we'll see this next Civil War.
A couple of days ago, it was announced that Ozzy Osbourne will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I saw that. Justin tagged me in something today.
I assume that Black Sabbath is probably already in there, but Ozzy by himself isn't.
No idea. But
there was a few other ones. Cool and the Gang. Well, what else was there?
I didn't see the full roster. Give me
like
just
five
a second.
Of them.
I might be able to find it here.
There was another woman.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. This is something I've kind of been waiting for. A band that hasn't been inducted ever, and I think should have been. So Ozzy Osbourne will be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame later this year. Osbourne will be inducted alongside the following class of 2024, which includes Foreigner.
Oh, there you go.
That's who I was talking about. A Tribe Called Quest. Cher. Mary J. Blige. Dave Matthews Band. Peter Frampton, dude.
How the fuck? Go ahead.
And Kool and the Gang.
How the fuck does Dave Matthews get in at the same pace
as Frampton?
As Frampton and Ozzy Osbourne
and Foreigner.
Yeah,
you're telling me that It's just like one of those bills Rep Ron was talking about. Either take it all, including this, or you get none of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested how the dynamic with, and I know I keep harping on him, but I'm a fan, how Foreigner will be inducted, because Lou Gramm left under not good terms, but we've also seen bands, like when Metallica got inducted, they brought Newstead, and then when Van Halen got inducted, they had Hagar and you know, the less of the two there with them. So yeah, the Wizard will love that.
I'm gonna piss some people off right now. We talked about this the other day. I've been watching, because my Facebook algorithm's been showing me interviews of Eddie Van Halen. I think dude might have been an asshole.
Everything that I've seen between, you know, interviews with him.
He's a shit-talking.
Yeah.
Arrogant. I mean, sure, dude's talented, but yeah. Damn. He loves him some him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Some him. He does.
He self-medicates with the 3 inches, I'm sure.
Well, not anymore. He's dead.
Well, he did.
Yeah. Moving along.
Okay.
So you guys will be interested in this, you know, being parents, supporting, you know, your children in events and concerts and all that sort of stuff.
Dirtbags ain't going to like this because they don't support the children.
Well, I don't know. Okay. NBC is going to attach heart rate monitors to athletes' parents during the 2024 Olympics.
That's hilarious.
And they're possibly going to have some on-screen sponsors, too, of the heart rate monitors. Yeah, so far it's just the American athletes. Some of the American athletes are going to be attaching them, too. They don't know if they're going to be, you know, widespread.
There's going to be that one dad that drops a Viagra right before they don't tell anybody. Why is holy heart hell, beat so heavy?
175 beats a minute.
Why Viagra? You could have maybe had a couple of energy drinks or something.
I was just thinking stiff competition.
So that I thought that would be pretty cool. It's a new little spin on stuff. Because they always show the parents in the crowd, you know. They have a camera fixated on them.
It'd be kind of interesting, really.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Guarantee we're always more nervous than they are. They go out there like confident, like ready to take it on.
Oh, yeah.
The people in the audience or the parents in the audience, supporters in the audience are like always nervous.
Yeah. I forgot that I had more douchebag news here. So Michael Douglas has praised President Biden's mental acuity and claims, you know, people have memory issues and they're a common problem. He called Biden sharp as a tack.
Is his dad still alive?
No, I don't think so. He'd be like 100 and something.
I don't think so, yeah.
And the reason I think is not only Michael Douglas, he's a huge, you know, lefty, but also he's the same age as Biden, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sharp as a tack.
But that's
sharp
funny because you wouldn't know that by looking at them.
No, I mean, not at all.
Michael Douglas is looking pretty old lately.
He
looks old, but he doesn't look.
No, not at all.
Alien old.
Stretchy skin.
Yeah,
old.
The lizard man read a newspaper through his forehead.
Speaking of underground zombies.
Stretched over a lampshade.
Wow.
Underground zombies? Yeah, oh, yeah.
And finally, here's something that I bet you guys never expected me to say. So in Florida man news, but this is good news.
Okay.
So Florida man runs over 11-foot alligator with his truck after seeing it dragging his elderly neighbor, into a pond.
Holy crikey.
Yeah, so a Florida man is being hailed as a hero after using his truck to run over an alligator that was dragging his neighbor into a pond in Collier County. Walter Rutter.
Like, why do you live with these things?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, they're dinosaurs, man.
And that'd be a hell of a bump.
I mean,
shoot them.
We have bears and stuff, but they don't drag us into the woods. Like,
I mean, not yet. So, what? Huh?
I wasn't talking.
Oh, yeah. Walter Rutter said he was driving his truck when he saw his friend and neighbor Rick Finger it,
Rick.
Being attacked by an alligator.
Telling you right there, three stick deep, a finger in it. It had been
three
done.
Deep.
Yeah.
Being attacked by an alligator. Sorry, Rick, man. I hope your alligator bite wounds heal
soon.
Why
does my finger smell like chicken and fish?
God. Justin.
being attacked by an alligator in his neighborhood in Naples. Quote, driving, and we saw a man laying on the ground, waving his arms. We pulled over, and I got out of the car and saw that an alligator had him by the leg, Rudder said. It was dragging him into the pond. Rudder said his friend, who is 67 years old.
Alligator from where? Yeah,
must have been in some tall grass or something, you know. Rudder said his friend, who is 67 years old, begged him to run over the alligator in hopes that it would release his leg. I mean, the plan worked. It's science. The alligator released the man and went back into the pond.
And survived?
I am enough to get back into the pond, I guess.
It was a small truck.
Yeah, it was an S10. Yeah. The recording of the call to 911 was obtained by the Naples Daily News. Finger It can be heard on the recording saying there's two big bites on his thigh. A woman at the scene wrapped a shirt around his thigh and then turned on her hazard lights to wait for emergency personnel to arrive.
Thank God she turned her hazard
lights. Exactly. It took them about 6 minutes to get to Finger It.
What was the old man doing that got bit in the first place?
I don't know. I don't know what he was
hanging out in his yard.
Yeah.
Just standing there like, look, a gator.
Have you been to Florida? Stuff.
I've been to that.
I mean, yeah. This sounds like Hero.
Fuckers are everywhere.
They're Hero, everywhere. Florida, man.
They were in the parking lot of the NASA place. I'm like, look, there's a damn gator over there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I didn't see one that close.
Oh, but. Yeah. We saw them everywhere. In the ditches as you're driving along the road. And
you know,
gator like a squirrel.
Mr. Finger It was probably doing typical Florida man things, and some Florida man hero had to come to his aid. Yeah. And it doesn't exactly explain what he was doing in order to get dragged by the lake.
How do you spell that guy's name?
It's Finger It.
Just it Finger It.
Finger E-T. Ouch, Elliot.
Oh, shit.
Finger E-T.
Good Lord.
He never heard that one before.
And that concludes my notes for the week.
Going to bone home.
Phone home. Hey, Yancey.
Well, I thought we had been through this already, but deja vu
you
here.
You thought wrong. I got a little riddle for you. This one's going to cause you to think. Everybody to think. You ready? What starts with F ends...
Finger It. Sorry, go ahead.
Ends with F and has no F.
I'm not good at this shit at all.
Starts with an F, ends with an F, but has no F. F. Yeah.
Phosphorus.
That's a good guess. Right?
Farfignugan.
Photograph.
I knew I was onto something. I just couldn't figure out. Couldn't figure out the rest of it.
So my notes. I've seen something today that blew my mind because we were there not too long ago. So remember we talked about maybe having a meetup at the golf place and Jinx?
Big
thing. They got evicted.
Yeah,
they got evicted. I saw that.
What the hell?
The Indians run them off.
Like, that seems a pretty specialized place. Like, what else is going to go in there besides another golf place?
They've been trying to evict them for a really long time, a year now, I think.
Took them to court, sued them and everything else. That's crazy.
I saw a video of one of those places where the guy had fell off into the safety net.
I saw that too.
The guy below was getting ready to hit. I'm like, what the hell? Looked up and the dude landed on the safety net.
Jeez. Yeah,
that is crazy. It wasn't near as nice as the one that we went to in Springfield. Like, it seemed like it was kind of ran down a little bit. But it's still fun, and they were super busy. So I don't know. I guess turns out you got to pay your bills.
I guess.
Yeah.
The other note that I had, this is pretty big for me because I've dealt with this in my professional careers. Did you see the FTC banned non-competes as of Tuesday? Keep moving.
What did you say?
Federal regulators on Tuesday enacted a nationwide ban on new non-compete agreements, which keeps millions of Americans, from minimum wage earners to CEOs, from switching jobs within their industries. So it's passed. They're doing it. Any existing non-compete contracts can still be enforced, but there can't be any new ones. Like, that's wild.
That's across the board, too. Like, it encompasses so many different fields.
That's crazy.
A girl that I know is a doctor, and she had posted, you know, hey, this is why, you know, a lot of people in small communities think that their medical professionals abandon them and abandon their communities. But this is why these, you know,
they got to go way off to be able to do it again. Yeah, it's I'm surprised it's just like this huge sweeping thing. Like there wasn't any like slowly rolling it out or anything. It's just like, nope, no more non-competes. Hmm. So it's pretty wild because I worked with a guy that was in 3 or 4 court dates fighting over a non-compete. It was a big mess. But anyway, I just thought that was really interesting because they didn't make a huge deal out of it. Yeah. I mean, I seen the article, but that was first I'd heard of it.
Seems like that would be, you know, sweeping legislation that you would hear about.
And maybe because it's just I've dealt with it personally. Maybe I obviously pay a little more attention to it. But anyway, pretty interesting. That's all the mean notes I got.
I got nothing.
Oh. No, okay.
Got nothing at all.
After you shamed me for only having three notes.
Well, I'd count on you guys. The only thing I had was something we already talked about. I don't feel like talking about. So
no. Trace okay. notes.
Who?
Trace note. Uno dos. Trace, yeah.
Yeah,
so
right.
Trace notes.
You looked at me. That's the guy learning Spanish. Yeah. Trace, right?
You still have opportunities there, producers, to win the cup. Drinky thing.
Drinky
the drinky thing. Yeah, so they just have to leave a review and take a picture of it and send it to you at WKOpodcast@gmail.com.
Or the message
or
whatever.
Or Facebook Messenger.
Just show me. Screenshot that you left a good review.
That sounds really simple. Where are they leaving this review, by the way?
Anywhere they listen.
Any of their apps.
Anywhere.
You know, Podbean, Apple,
or maybe
Spotify.
Facebook if you wanted. But really the ones on the platforms probably help more.
It helps a lot on the podcast apps.
Yeah. You got one more week, and if you would like to have a chance to win all these cool things that's going down.
Actually, these are really cool little mugs.
Working on some hats here. Eventually, I'll be giving a hat away, I'm sure. But you gotta be in the producer group to do that. Now, last week, we had several of you trying to get in. You got to read the questions.
And then you got to
answer
them
the
honestly.
Questions. You got to answer the questions.
Watch Please
the
don't how-to think video. That we don't know. Yeah. The answers to
Please
your questions.
Think that we don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
It's real easy.
I mean, how easy is it? I mean, what do you have to do to get in there?
It says, have you donated value to the podcast?
Right.
And then the second question is, did you read the first question?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know.
Just answering yes doesn't always work.
If you want to figure out how to donate to the podcast.
Because I know who's donated.
There's a place you can go for that, too.
Yeah, it's at WKOpodcast.com.
Ta-da.
Yep.
We worked really hard on that little skit. I feel like it should be viewed more.
I know. My feelings are kind of hurt.
I don't know if it is or not. It doesn't show me the views on that for some reason. I don't know why.
Really?
It's around 100. From
what is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible. Yeah,
enough enough that people got the hint, though.
Huh. Well, that's not a lot, is it?
No.
Whatever.
Womp womp.
Lame-os.
Lame-os.
All right. We'll be back next week. We was going to have another episode tomorrow, but, well, that got poo-pooed on, so I guess next week it'll be happening.
Maybe.
Yep. Air conditioner's nice. See you later.